Blog Talk Radio.
For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. And truly we bless the name of the Lord, and we welcome you back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia, the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And truly, amen, we welcome all the first-time listeners across the globe. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody had a wonderful weekend, a glorious weekend, a magnificent weekend. Amen. And we are here in another day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. So we're looking forward to a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Amen. A beautiful month, a beautiful year, a beautiful life. Amen. Eternal life in Christ Jesus by faith, through grace, and through mercies. Amen and amen. And we pray today that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in the Lord's sight. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Elijah, we want to thank God, amen, for the prophet Elijah, amen, and his single-minded commitment to God, amen. And we know, beloved, amen, that has shocked, amen, and challenged, amen, a lot of people, amen, because Elijah was sent to confront, amen, not comfort, and he spoke God's words, amen, to a king who often rejected the message just because it was Elijah who brought it. Elijah was faithful to carry out his ministry for God, and this caused great tension and animosity between him and the king, who wanted Elijah's loyalty to be directed toward him. But as a result, Elijah was on the run at times, having to hide from the angry king who meant him harm. Alone and isolated from the fellowship of others who were also serving God, Elijah sometimes wondered if he was the only person left in the land who was faithfully following his Lord. It is interesting to think about the amazing miracles that God accomplished through Elijah. But we would do well to focus on Elijah's relationship, hallelujah, with God, hallelujah. Everything that happened in Elijah's life began as a result of his response to the same miracle that is now available to us, beloved, the ability to know God personally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power through relationship. Power through relationship. Amen. In the book, amen, of 1 Kings, amen, and the 18th chapter, amen, we want to, amen, read a little bit about that, amen, the story, amen, of Elijah, amen, basically, amen, begins, hallelujah, glory be to God, in the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, and he has no formal introduction. He has no formal introduction. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible, amen, just begins, amen, in that very first verse, amen, on 17, speaking about Elijah the Tishbite. Amen. And that was his introduction. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It doesn't say who his parents were, doesn't give his history, doesn't give his education. Amen. Elijah the Tishbite. Oh, my God. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. God knows just how to do it. Hallelujah. And God knows exactly, amen, what to do. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And so, amen, let's look, amen, in 1 Kings, amen, hallelujah, chapter number, hallelujah, 18. And I am going to begin reading, amen, hallelujah, in verse number 16. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And when he saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troublemaker of Israel? I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied, "but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's command and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." And the people said nothing. Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal was 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answers by fire. He is God." Then all the people said, "What you say is good." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire." So they took the bull given them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. "Baal, answer us," they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered, and they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. "Shout louder," he said. "Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is in deep thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened." So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." They came to him, and he prepared the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be Israel." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold two seals of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, "Fill four large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. Or at the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today
that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." Then Elijah commanded them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let anyone get away." They seized them, and Elijah had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered there. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go eat and drink, for there is a sound of a heavy rain." So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. "Go and look toward the sea," he told his servant. And he went up and looked. "There is nothing there," he said. Seven times Elijah said, "Go back." The seventh time the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." So Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain started falling. Ahab rode off to Jerez. The power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. Amen and amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for, amen, the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. And we want to thank God, hallelujah, for, hallelujah, our brother, hallelujah, Elijah. Amen. We will see him when we get to heaven. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. True servant, a faithful servant. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anointed to confront. Hallelujah. And not comfort. Amen. So, beloved, amen, over the next day or two, amen, we will be looking at him. Glory be to God. But today, beloved, we just want to focus, amen, on his power. Hallelujah. His power with God. Amen. We want to see, beloved, and what we see in this scripture today, in our reading, amen, hallelujah, is the power of a fully surrendered man. When we are fully surrendered to God, amen, we will see God's power moving in our lives. Glory be to God. Elijah, beloved, was fully surrendered. He had no reservations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was not holding back. Amen. He was in it to win it. He was in it all the way. He was not afraid of man, and he was not afraid of what man could do to him. He was not afraid of what they would say about him. He had no fear whatsoever of man. Glory be to God. He feared God. Amen. He was not holding back anything. Amen. For himself. Amen. It was about the will of God. It was about the glory of God and beloved. And so we see, hallelujah, that he is the most talked about prophet, maybe even more so than Brother Moses. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For how God was able to demonstrate his power in and through his life. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we fully surrender, when we fully surrender to God, hallelujah. Oh, Father, when we come up, amen, and withdraw from the world and separate ourselves from the world and the worldly system, glory be in it, and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, glory be to God. Beloved, when we fully separate ourselves ourselves, amen, and choose to walk with God, hallelujah, and choose God and commit ourselves to God. Beloved, through that personal relationship, through that intimate relationship, we can now see, amen, and demonstrate God's power. Amen. God's power will not, amen, be, amen, seen through a wishy-washy life, through a life that's up and down, amen, sinning at his pleasure and at his discretion, and serving God when it's convenient, and serving their flesh when it's convenient. We will not see the power of God. Glory be to God. Beloved, the Bible tells us, glory be to God, that God's kingdom, amen, is in power. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every child of God, amen, should be walking, amen, hallelujah, in power, in Holy Ghost power. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We can find that, amen, in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe it's Acts 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter number 4, amen, and verse number 20, amen, and it says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but the kingdom of God is in power. It is in power, and this is what we see here, beloved, in a portion of Elijah's life. Amen. It's so much that we can say, amen, hallelujah, about this man of God. But we see this demonstration, hallelujah, of God's power, hallelujah, when he trusted God, when he obeyed God. Instead of worshiping the true God, beloved, we find out that Ahab and his wife Jezebel, amen, did not worship the true God, but they worshiped Baal, amen. Baal was the most popular Canaanite God of that time. Baal idols were often made in the shape of a bull. Glory be to God. And that bull represented strength. That bull represented fertility and reflecting lust for power. Amen. And lust for sexual pleasure. Amen. But beloved, we see here where Ahab brought 850 prophets of Baal. Glory be to God, to Mount Carmel, amen, to match wits and power with Elijah, 850. Beloved, it's not, amen, in the numbers. Hallelujah, because God is the majority all by himself. And sometimes we want to freeze up, amen, because of the numbers. But evil kings, they hated God's prophets because they spoke against sin, amen, and idolatry, and they undermined their control over the people. But with the wicked king's backing, many false prophets sprang up to counter the words of God's prophets. It was a confrontation, face-to-face confrontation between good and evil, amen, between God and Baal. Glory be to God. But Elijah, beloved, showed the people that speaking a prophecy wasn't enough. Speaking a prophecy is not enough, beloved. Amen. We have a lot of false prophets out there in the world. Amen. Speaking words that God did not speak. Amen. Instead of prophesying, they're prophesying. Amen. Especially in today's time. Seeing like everybody has a word for somebody else. Amen. God is not speaking to them for them, but for some particular reason, God is speaking to them to give you a word. And everybody has a word, beloved. But let me tell you something. Glory be to God. It's not in the words. It's not in the prophecy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's in the power. And this is what 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 20 is saying. Amen. The kingdom of God is not in word. Because everybody got a word. Everybody got something to say. They just want to be heard. Glory be to God. They're impressed. Glory be to God with their own selves, their own clip. Glory be to God. Huh? The kingdom of God is not in word, but the kingdom of God, it is in power. Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Mountain moving power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The power where Elijah, God used Elijah, amen, to call fire down. Glory be to God. Real fire. Fire, amen, that burned up the wood, burned up the idols, and even dried up the water. Glory be to God, beloved. Hallelujah. We thank God for prophets, and we thank God for prophecies, but that's not enough, beloved. Hallelujah. And what God is showing us, amen, through the word on this morning, what God is showing us through the prophet Elijah, amen, that one needs the power of the living God to fulfill it. Power, power, power. Glory be to God, beloved. We are useless without power. We are useless in God's kingdom without power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We must have the power of the Holy Ghost backing us, the power of the Holy Ghost, the demonstration of miracles following, beloved. Miracles is not just for the Old Testament. Miracles is not for just when Jesus walked the earth, beloved. Miracles are for now, right now. Glory be to God. The power of God in our lives, the power of God around our lives. Power to decree, power to declare, power, God's word demonstrating power, beloved. Glory be to God. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power, amen, that we might testify that others will see God in and through our lives. Why? Because of the power, the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. Power, beloved. Hallelujah. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's not, hallelujah, and what you can say, hallelujah, but what you can prove. Well, hallelujah. We say God is God. Can you prove God is God? We say God has all the power. Can we prove that God has all the power? Glory be to God. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. And although the prophets of Baal, they raised all afternoon, howling and screaming and cutting themselves and bleeding out. Glory be to God, calling on a false god. This world today is calling on false gods, howling and screaming and raving and cutting themselves. Amen. Glory be to God. Vital. Why? Because they're calling on a false god, hallelujah, that does not have the power to answer them. Glory be to God. A God, they serve a God who is silent. Glory be to God, because the God has no power. They're trying to serve a powerless God. Hallelujah. In the face of the one true God. There's only one true God, beloved. There's only one true God with the big G. Amen. Hallelujah. You can find a lot of gods with the small G, but they're powerless. They cannot help you. They cannot rescue you. They cannot supply for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The gods we may be tempted to follow today, beloved, they are not depicted in idols of wood or stone. Glory be to God. But they are just as false and just as dangerous. Hallelujah. Anything that you are following, hallelujah, that you have made a god, beloved, they are dangerous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah, power, status, appearance, people, and material possessions can all become our gods. People are following. You got to get their 15 minutes of fame. Want the spotlight. Amen. Want to be in charge. Want to be large. Oh, glory be to God. Want a title. Amen. In front of their name and back of their name, just for the sake of having a title. Glory be to God. Want everybody to know who you are. Glory be to God, huh? And all these other things. Hallelujah. They become gods. Hallelujah. Especially if we devote our lives to them. And our God is a jealous God. He tells us to have no other gods before him, beloved. But when we reach times of crisis and desperately call out to these gods, beloved, because from time to time, trouble does come. From time to time, we fall into a desperate place. From time to time, and we call on God. Hallelujah. And beloved, when you're calling on God, and our God is a very present help in the time of trouble, but when you're calling on a false God, you are really in trouble because they cannot hear you, they cannot see you, they cannot help you because they do not exist. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is why, amen, there's only silence. And you're calling on God, and you say, I'm calling on God, but I don't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing. I don't get a word. You want to know why? Because the God you're calling on is dead. And that's why there's silence. And this is what was happening at Elijah at the showdown of Mount Carmel. Those 850 prophets, those 850 false prophets, they was prophets with no power. Beloved, let me tell you something. You don't want to be a prophet with no power. You don't want to be a child of God with no power. You don't want to be a born-again believer with no power. You don't want to be an intercessor with no power. Glory be to God. The kingdom of God is in power. So if you are powerless, either you're not in the kingdom or you're not walking with the capital G-O-D. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when you try to serve a God that is silent, a God that is dead, they can offer no true answers. Glory be to God. They can offer you no guidance, and they can offer you no wisdom, because there is none, amen, to give. But I come this morning to give you the good news that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the power. Glory be to God. Beloved, the scripture tells us in the book of Acts that it's in him we move, in him we live, and in him we have our being. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. It's time for the body of Christ to rise up with the power of the Holy Ghost, the power to shred on serpents and scorpions, the power to speak to the mountain and command the mountain to move. Beloved, amen, too many of God's people are running from the devil. Amen, running. Glory be to God. When we have the power in us, the power of God, and if God be for you, who can be against you? Glory be to God. Power. Amen. Are you in God's kingdom today? Well, he says the kingdom is in power. When's the last time you've seen the power of God permeated through your life? When is the last time you was able to call down power in that situation? Power in the home. Power for healing. Power for breakthrough. Power for deliverance. Power. When was the last time, beloved? No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. But we see here it was through Elijah's relationship, amen, that Elijah became great and mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His relationship. Hallelujah. With God. Hallelujah. He was all the way in. He was all the way in. The Bible doesn't say that he stayed on his knees, amen, all day and all night praying. But when he prayed sincerely. There was nothing blocking him. There was nothing clogging him. He had an open, honest relationship with God. It was sincere. It was powerful. Amen. The fellowship. Hallelujah. Which is I think it's the most important. Amen. When we look at his character, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. His fellowship, the power of a fully surrendered man. And this is why, beloved, we're able, amen, to continue to see all the great things, all the great miracles, how not only the Old Testament, the New Testament speaks about this man, amen, because he was fully surrendered. I've come to ask you a question this morning. Have you surrendered all to Jesus? Are you still holding back? The song says withholding nothing. What are you withholding from God? What are you holding back? What do you have on reserve? What do you have in your secret place, in your secret closet? Huh? What are you waiting, amen, what are you holding on to say, I hold on to God, you can have this, but I hold on to this another night, another day, another city. What are you holding on to, beloved? The Bible says, what shall the profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What are you holding on to? What area of your life do you think you know more about this issue than God knows? You know how to fix this a little bit better than what God, you can do a little bit better than what God can do for right now. What are you holding on to, beloved? Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Elijah didn't give a hoot. He didn't give a hoot about man, about nobody's opinion. He could give a hoot to, glory be to God, hallelujah. He was all the way in. He was all the way in. Glory be to God. And because of that, he walked in the full demonstration of power. Is it possible that we do not see the power of God? Amen. And because God is the same God yesterday and forever. What God did back then, God will do again. Well, is it possible that we do not see the evidence and the power of God at such heights because we have a majority of God's people who are not fully surrendered? You in the church, but you in the world. You in the spirit, amen, a couple hours a week, amen, but you in the flesh. You want God's will in this particular situation, but not God's will in all your situations. You know, just God, you know, I'll invite you in when I need you, Father. Is it possible we are not fully surrendered to the will of God that we might see the full demonstration of power? Well, I want to, amen, encourage you this morning, amen, that it's time. It's time to let go and let God. It's time to let go, beloved. Glory be to God. It's time for us to be mindful, amen, of who we are, whose we are, amen, the assignment, amen, that the Lord has for us. Glory be to God, to know, to be reminded that heaven and earth is going to pass away. Amen. But God's word is going to remain forever. It's time for us to remind ourselves that it's only what we do for Christ is going to last. It's time for us to shut people down, speaking into our ear gates and enticing, amen, what's already in us, amen, to lean to the left and lean to the right. No, beloved, it's time to shut all that down. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. They didn't like Jesus. They didn't like Elijah. They didn't like Paul. They didn't like Moses. They didn't like none of God's servants. So who are we? We're no different. If you don't like me, that's your problem. I love you, but I'm going to do what God has called me to do. Call me stupid. Amen. Call me a Holy Ghost roller. Amen. Call me fanatic. Call me whatever you want to call me. Glory be to God. But I am God's child, and I'm going to do it God's way. Do it take all that? It takes whatever God is calling me to do. And I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God, the power of God. Elijah saw the power of God. Beloved, when's the last time you saw it? When's the last time God used you to manifest his power in that dead situation? Glory be to God. Family members, Glory be to God, dying situations all around us, and we just sitting back, scratching our head. When is the last time God used you to show up? Glory be to God and demonstrate God's power in the midst of that situation so that the world would know that Jesus is alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. He was dead, but he ain't dead no more. He's alive. Hallelujah. And his power is alive, beloved. Hallelujah. And every child of God needs to be walking and demonstrating the power of the Holy Ghost through a sanctified life. The power is not going to work, amen, when you nasty. Power is not going to work when you're carnal. The power is not going to work when you're fleshly. Glory be to God. The power of God works through a dead life, a life that is dead to the world and alive unto Christ. The power of God works through a fully surrendered life. Glory be to God. When you going to stop running from the devil and start chasing him? You can't chase the devil, glory be to God, in your own power. And you definitely can't chase it without no power. You need God's power in your life. Hallelujah. That power that is stirred up through prayer. That power that is stirred up through fasting. That power that is stirred up through obedience. That power that is stirred up through sacrifice. That power. That power, when people look at you, glory be to God, and duck and dodge. They don't want you nowhere near them. They scared of you. They scared of you when you show up. They don't invite you to the parties. They scared of you. The only time they coming to you is when they need prayer. And you best believe, beloved, we living in a time and generation, Hollywood, there's going to be a line around the corner for people to see you. Because that's the time, the tumultuous time that we're living in. And because you have a reputation that God is in you, you have a reputation. They know if they can get to you to have a pray for them, amen, the prayer will be answered. Why? Because you have power with God. Not power to boast yourself, but power to promote Jesus. Your name, highly recommended. Why? Because they know you have power with God. And you can call down some fire and burn up that situation. Burn up the illness. Burn up the poverty. Burn it up with the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. God working in you. God working through you. God working for you. Beloved, this is what God wants to do. This is what he did with all of his children that surrendered to him. He can't do it if you're playing church. He can't do it if you're dating the devil every Saturday night. He can't do it through you. He can't use you like that. But when you fully surrender, when you fully surrender, when you come out with your hands up and say, not my will, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. Beloved, we can experience, amen, the manifested glory. We that was our theme on Friday night at the praise party. The glory, the glory, the glory. It's not enough to sing the glory. It's not enough to speak about the glory, read about the glory. God wants us to live in the glory. But we can only live in the glory through the power of the Holy Ghost. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah. Whoo, for our brother Elijah. Oh, this man of God who was fully committed, Father God, not 90%, not 95%, not 99%. Elijah was 100. He was 100, like the young folks would say today, he was 100% in. He didn't care nothing about nobody but you and pleasing you. He was ready to confront the devil. He was ready to confront sin. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And even though, Father God, he had his human weaknesses, in spite of all that, he did not use any of that for an excuse to stop him from being used. Father God, we thank you for this man of God. Now, Father, we confess our sins this morning. Forgive us for being so okie-dokie. Forgive us for being so fleshly. Forgive us, Father God, for designed to fulfill the needs of our flesh and our pocketbooks before our spiritual condition, Father. You said we prosper as our soul prosper. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father God, for being powerless Christians. Father God, a Christian with no power. No, not even a little bit. Forgive us. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. And Father God, we ask that starting this day right here, we will recommit our lives to you. Father God, and go and resolve to go all the way in, that you will be all the way glorified in and around our situations. Father God, and we will begin to see the demonstration of power and everything that is dead around us, every situation dead around us. We will start speaking power. All Elijah did was open his mouth and the power failed. But God, you are not a partial God. If all Elijah had to do was open his mouth, then all we have to do is open our mouth. But Elijah opened his mouth through relationship. Forgive us for where we are coming short. And starting this day, we vow to do better, God helping us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Amen. Lord's willing, we will pick up here again tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. And take another look, amen, at, amen, one of the greatest prophets of all time, amen, our prophet Elijah. And we will find out that the only thing different from him and the other prophets, from him and you and him and me, was his total surrender. Period. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing different. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In form of announcements, amen, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Amen. We ask that you would come and meet us at the altar. Beloved, let me tell you something. A powerless Christian without a prayer life is not even a Christian. You can't be a Christian and not have a prayer life. It's impossible. It's impossible. Amen. But we thank God for this altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That, hey, even if you're not praying, you can be around a group of people who are praying, touching and agreeing. Amen with them. Let's get in the circle. Let's get in the circle. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For answered prayer. For answered prayer. Amen. We continue to pray for the babies. We continue to pray. Amen. Amen. For the world around us. We continue. Amen. Let us continue to lift up our sister Aquanetta. Amen. Glory be to God in the transition of her baby son. He was the baby. Amen. Glory be to God. Out of her two sons. Amen. He was the baby. Amen. So we want to continue to pray for her. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. We will let you know if we're going to be on social media or if we're going to be on conference this week. Amen. We're just flowing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Flowing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. That's our announcements for the day. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the power, amen, and his power. Some people are trying to demonstrate the power of God without knowing Jesus, and that's where you fall into witchcraft. That's called witchcraft. See, white magic, black magic. See, because they want the power, but they don't want to know Jesus. It never works. It'll never work. Amen. You must be born again. You must be born again. Hallelujah. And so if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, right now this morning, we want to lead you there. We want to lead you there. Just follow us. Repeat after me right now. Father God, I come to you this morning asking you to forgive me of all of my sins and my iniquities. I confess that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities. Now I invite Jesus to come and live in my heart and to be my God. Thank you for saving me for all of my sins. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for reclaiming me. Thank you. Now, I ask that you would help me to live for you and follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 There it is, saints. There's no script. There's no script. That's why when we lead you to Christ, we come and we say it a different way. As long as you confess your sins, as long as you invite Jesus in, as long as you acknowledge Jesus, those are three bullet points. Glory be to God. You can just come to Jesus and say, Lord, amen, save me, save me. Because there's only one way to be saved. There's only one way to be saved. Amen. And amen. Amen. If you're just giving your life to Jesus Christ, amen. Now we pray for you. Amen. If you reach out to us, amen. And any form of communication, amen. Give us your name. Amen. We'll be more than happy to keep your name on the altar. Amen. And pray with you and pray for you. Amen. That you might grow into your full maturity. Amen. And be all that the Lord has called you to be. Amen. In these trying times. Amen. And amen. All right, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. We want to thank God. Today is a holiday, but it's not a major holiday. Amen. Glory be to God. And I don't think they're picking up your trash today. Some of the banks are open. Some of the banks are closed. Amen. Glory be to God. But guess what? God's heaven is open. Hallelujah. And that's good enough. Amen. And so here we are. Amen. Here we are in Jesus' name. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Oh, Father God, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions, cancel the fire, cancel the home invasion, the gas explosion. Father God, we pray for your grace and we pray for your mercies. Not that we deserve it. Not that we deserve it, Father, because we've been naughty. Oh, we've been naughty and we haven't repented yet because we plan on coming back a couple more times. We just want to go back one more time before we decide to walk completely out of it. We ain't ready. So, Father God, we know we don't deserve it. Father God, we pray that you would help us to get our acts together. Help us to help ourselves by putting a hook in your word and not letting it go. And so we say thank you, Father. We want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the blood, the word, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. 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 Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day, a fantastic day. Walk in, amen, the blessings, for the blessing of the Lord. It is already here. Let us continue to seek power. Let us seek the power. The more of God that you have in you is the more power that can be demonstrated through you. And that power comes purely through relationship. Amen. Pick up your Bible today. Pick up your Bible today. Amen. Pick it up. Start early in the morning. Pick it up. Wake up. Get out of your bed. You ain't got to get dressed. Pick up your Bible. Give God 20 minutes. Give God 30 minutes. Give God an hour. Pick it up. Read it slow. Read it thorough. Ask God to speak to you through his word and watch him show off. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. He